Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, as always, Wayne Walton. We broadcast weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And our specific focus is monetary emancipation, debt and usury emancipation. And people across the planet are protesting austerity. And unfortunately, most of them often think that it's the government that is imposing it upon them, when in fact it's private banks who rule those nations. The private bankers are the sovereigns, and they are disguising themselves as simply, you know, facilitators of trade, but in reality, they are the true sovereigns. And then they leave the governments there in order to insulate them from the tyranny and austerity and deprivation and scarcity and fear that they allow the governments to do. They finance the governments to do the things that they do. So it's a big puppet show, and it's a means by which that the people are deceived that they effectively are just working for banks. So when we pay taxes, we think it goes to government, when in reality it goes to private banks. It's interest on national debt, and as Tom usury-free Kennedy likes to say, why pay a fee when we can do it for free? And that is who our guest is today, and we're going to be talking about some events coming up with respect to the usury-free week, which is in November, and then there's a REBA conference in Malaysia, and we intend to promote and support each of those events, because we know the underlying original sin of the world's economic and monetary problems is usury. It is usury, the same usury that Jesus exposed in the temple, because it's a voluntary contract that we engage without realizing that we are going to be victimized by a simple mathematic fraud, just like a Ponzi. So we expose this system. We want to make sure that any future monetary systems that we reform toward are not based upon this mathematic fraud. The bankers can facilitate things so that we could pay an interest-based contract off. However, rather than recirculating our interest payments, they take those payments and then reloan them so as to make it mathematically impossible for us to make the total payment on principal and interest. It's a debt Ponzi. So that's ergo Tommy Usury Free Kennedy's name, and that's who our guest is. And he's been fighting this fight for 30 years. How is it that his name isn't all over the Patriot media? Think about it. Those who support interest, they are very well known. Those who fight and resist interest, they work in secrecy. Why is that? We'll be right back.
Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those the devils fronting Wall Street bankers.
The Wall Street bankers indeed. The Wall Street bankers can perp their mathematic fraud of usury whether there's a central government or not. It doesn't matter if there's a Federal Reserve. It doesn't matter if there's big government, small government, or no government. Ultimately, they can perpetrate the mathematic fraud of interest-based lending and money creation without governments. And we're joined by a longtime activist and a great friend of this show. It's Tommy Usury Free Kennedy. Tommy, are you there?
Hello, Wayne. Yes, I'm here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Calling in from Canada. And hours in Canada can be traded with hours in the United States and across the world. And we can do this without exchange fees. How's that for escaping the clutches of the private bankers? That's pretty powerful, don't you think?
Since I learned about usury-free community currencies, I've been partial to the hours time currency because the 1 hour of time is a value of 60 minutes no matter where you live on this planet Earth. So yes, it's very exciting to know that hours could be traded locally, could be traded nationally, and could be traded internationally.
Are you aware of any hours-denominated systems in, say, South America or Europe or Asia?
No, I don't have any listings of any in those places. And you know what? Up here in Canada, we hear absolutely nothing about what goes on in South America. I don't know how much you hear in the American media, but we hear nothing up here about South America.
Yeah, it's very limited. I had reposted, in fact, I had seen you had posted these monstrous protests that are going on in Spain and Portugal. And, you know, we get some stuff that we see here and there, but, you know, it's interesting of, you know, what little information we get. Ultimately, I try not to watch any TV at all. I don't know if that's where you are, but ultimately, it's definitely regulated as to what we find out from other places.
Oh, yeah. The mainstream media censor what they don't want the public to learn too much about. And certainly those big demonstrations that were in Europe, there were Spain, Italy, and Greece, all over Europe last weekend, there was hardly a word in our mainstream media.
Right, right. I like to, you know, it's one of those things you're glad to see that people are waking up and that they're protesting and those sorts of things. But ultimately, as we find out time and time again, is that the private usurers have unlimited funds and they have the capacity to get those groups to blame the wrong entities, and then they have the wrong solutions. So they'll take half the sheep and get them to blame government monopoly, and then they'll get other half of the sheep to blame private corporate monopolies, so that the people are pitted against one another, not recognizing that usury can finance both factions, so that the people are preying upon one another instead of the private usurers.
Yeah, they're absolutely masters at their craft when they set about to do those kind of things. And they also use the thing called problem reaction solution. So, you know, they let the people demonstrate that there's a problem, and then they come up with what they call some kind of, you know, they get the people's reaction, and then they say, we'll give you a solution. But the solution always favors the users and never favors the people.
Yeah. It was it's interesting that you had mentioned that, because I over the weekend I was making a basically I wanted to do a demonstration video about the real history of money. And typically those, like Austrians, hard money people, they say the original money was gold and silver, whereas I say the original money was paper in the form of, you know, originally people bartered. And then, you know, let's say I had wheat and you had bread, and, you know, you're hungry year round. So we barter all the time. The problem is I don't have wheat all year round. So if you wanted bread and barter with me, I'd have to give you an IOU that I'm going to deliver my bushel of wheat to you once I've harvested it. So that original piece of paper that facilitated that barter, that IOU was the original money.
Yeah, IOUs are pieces of money. And you explain that to people, they like roll their eyes. But in fact, any IOU is a piece of money.
Yeah. So, and then the problem reaction solution is the next elevation, eventually, you know, not everybody had time to write their IOUs. So then the community would just create their own barter script locally, just like we're doing with Mountain Hours and Mile High Hours, et cetera, as Tommy did with Tamworth Hours. That barter script, that was the next evolution. And then to the private bankers, they viewed that as the problem. That sovereign community was living without lending. They were living without the gold and silver. They were independent. So they viewed that as a problem. So the problem was independent paper. They wanted the people to lose their faith in paper. So then the bankers themselves, the private bankers themselves, counterfeited the sovereign barter script so that the people would no longer rely upon it. They would effectively issuing IOUs which were in excess of the people's capacity to deliver the IOUs, so that the people would then gravitate. No longer was the money the pieces of paper, it was actually the wheat or the commodities themselves, and it was a commodity that the people, the bankers had concentrated. in the form of gold and silver. So now the money was scarce. The bankers would loan it to the people with debt and usury. And then from there, they could manipulate through expanding and contracting and making scarce money. So it was impossible for the borrowers to pay. The people would then default and they'd lose their property. Is that a pretty good breakdown of how they did it?
That's a very good breakdown of how they did it. Yes, indeed.
Yes, so it's like they cloak themselves, the Austrian economics, they cloak themselves in being advocates of free markets. The problem is being a sovereign community that can sustain life is more of importance to people, is being independent. And they use this something that sounds good, like, oh, free market, that sounds good. Well, what has free market or free trade done for the people other than we now have to compete with slave wages in China? North America doesn't produce the same way that it used to. We used to have TVs and electronics all built here. Now that it's all been exported, and when you don't produce something, you effectively become you're dependent. You become dependent upon those who do produce things.
That's right, and I say that all of our manufacturing and factories that have shifted from North America to the third world in the last 15, 20 years, it's only happened because of the flaws in our money system. If we had a fair and honest money system without usury, that would not have happened.
Yeah, exactly right. It's the private bankers make it seem as if the government is doing all this, but in fact, it's the private users. It's not about them profiting. It's about them controlling, and the more dependent we are upon their systems, the less independence we have. It's all about control, not profits.
That's right. I agree with that, and something about money is a belief and faith, okay? The people, it's the people's belief in the money, and if we talk about our currency or our time currency, if somebody, one person doesn't take it, it's only because he or she doesn't believe in it. It doesn't mean it doesn't work. It still works. And it's raising the belief or raising the faith of the people to understand it that's our big challenge. It's all about belief.
Yeah. Even, in reality, all money is a confidence game. Even Federal Reserve notes, there was like a famous thing that was being publicized that this particular model, she was refusing to take Federal Reserve notes because – you know, for the banker propaganda, they're always giving the illusion of inflation. So she was refusing to take Federal Reserve notes because they're basically the bankers are trying to herd the people toward the gold and silver solution. And then there's societies that were very like Indian societies, Native American societies. If you came to them, they didn't even know what money was, period. You know what I mean? Animals don't have money, you know, so it's something created by man just to make trade easier. Money doesn't really exist in the physical world.
Yeah, it's only a trading. All it is a trading tool. It's a piece of paper that allows us to get our products and services that we don't have.
Yep. And so we're close to a break, and I wanted to get some information about some of these events coming up here in the next month or two with respect to Usury Free Week. And I understand you're headed to Malaysia to the REBA conference.
I've been invited to that Malaysia conference on November 26th, 27th. So we'll talk about it when we come back.
Yep. We're close to break, and that's really interesting. What's it going to take for us? We should have a usury-free conference in the United States.
Yes.
In order for us to grow our movement, we should have one of these in every city. There should be one in every town. We have to grow our numbers, grow our knowledge, grow our message. And all our message is independence from government's money and private bankers' money, where the people are truly sovereigns locally, distribute that power locally down to the people as close as possible. And we've got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers.
Indeed, not to live in pain and fear. And we're joined with our very special guest, Tommy Usury Free Kennedy from Ontario, Canada. That's Tamworth, correct, Tommy?
Well, actually, Tamworth's my hometown, but I live in Ottawa, Ontario now.
Okay, very good. And I was curious, you know, you've been active at this, I believe you had said, for 30 years. And what have you seen, in Canada and across the world, just in terms of the movement to expose usury? What are the good things that you're seeing that you can see that traction is being made?
Well, yeah, it was actually, I had my eyes opened up in 1980 when I read Gary Allen's little paperback called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. That was the first little book that got me thinking beyond the walls of the mainstream. And then I had the opportunity to meet a mutual friend we know, John Trammell, about 1982. And John mentored me a whole lot on usury and banking that I didn't know about. And all through the 80s and 90s, I continued to do my research and share what I was finding out with other people. And it was difficult back in the 1980s because people looked like you were from a different planet if you talked about usury. They didn't even know the word. But I tell you, just in the last 4 or 5 years, and especially the last year, there's a whole lot more awareness about what's going on in the community currency movement and finding out that, in fact, the community currencies are usury free, and that that's the most empowering aspect about all these community currencies. And all through the 80s and 90s, so many people were excited about community currencies, but they had no understanding that they were free of usury or free of interest. And a lot of those first let systems that were established in the 80s and 90s, they kind of faded away and fell by the wayside because they could never get the database big enough to make it work. And I think now we're at a time now in this 21st century where your example of Mountain Hours and Mile High Hours and Clearwater Hours and other ones to come, that it's obviously catching on in a wider circle, and that's very positive. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, it's exciting. We actually got a commitment yesterday to do volunteer hours, which is VOLS for Tennessee. There's an event occurring in Freedom Festival in New York on October the 13th, and then there's another Liberty Festival. It's a Music City Liberty Festival the first week of November. And we're going to start a local currency called their big college team there is the Tennessee Volunteers, or the VOLS, V-O-L-S. And we started VOLSHours.com. We're going to kind of go with the strategy a little bit, I think, to incorporate like regional college teams, because you'll get a lot of people to use the currency just out of like college pride kind of thing. And I think it's a good strategy to go with.
Yeah, that'd be an exciting strategy to go with. I mean, just the word usury. When people have, if you talk to 100 people, 99 have never even heard the word usury. They have no idea what it means. And kind of interesting on any search engine on the internet, if you put in the word usury free, the first two or three pages that come up only display my postings over the last number of years. And I get a lot of people from the Islamic community send me emails because they type in, they know more about usury or riba than we do. And when they type in usury free, only my stuff comes up. So they say, we need to share information and talk because you're the only one in the Western world who's got a brand about usury free.
That's really interesting. Let me ask you, just in terms of like a strategy, you know, on the currency that we've written up, we always write usury free on it. Rather than interest-free. And most people know what interest is, but I kind of like using the word usury because it ties it to a historic and biblical construct, and it makes people realize that this has been around for a very long time, and the money power has been in power for a very long time. Is why do you choose to use usury rather than interest?
Well, I'm kind of like you. I mean, interest ought to be correctly called usury if you really do your research on it, okay? And all of the holy books, they all said statements about thou shalt not take usury of another man. So my assessment was that when I started doing my research was that they actually shifted to the word interest because it doesn't sound quite as harsh and people wouldn't really do the research and find out the truth about usury. So I'm quite emphatic that we do use the word usury free to explain the fact that it is the killer machine. It's the killer machine that keeps debtors in financial bondage. And when they actually learn about the history of usury, and when we learn that community currencies can be usury free, it's a very enlightening piece of knowledge for people to understand.
Yeah, there's like so many benefits of the local currencies. Number one, right now, there's massive disinformation in the media that we have too many Federal Reserve notes. It's like a Jedi mind trick, or I assume it's the same in Canada. I don't know how abundant the Canadian dollar is, but Federal Reserve notes are scarce. Most people don't have money in their pockets or bank accounts, or they have very few. We'll be right back with Tommy Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we're getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Of peace and revolution. We are joined with Tommy Usury, Free Kennedy. And Tommy, that was the Wandering Monks. What did you think of their new album? Did you get a chance to check any of it out? We played parts of it on our shows. Their album is called Jubilee, and it's specifically about local currencies. I saw you were promoting it, so I wanted to thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I plan to get a copy. I haven't got a copy of it myself for my own use, but I've heard a couple of songs off of it, and yeah, I'm very pleased that the Wandering Monks are putting some of these ideas to music. For a long time I've been saying that's how we get to this generation between the ages of 15 and 35. We put the ideas in music, and for the Wandering Monks to take a leadership role in doing that, I'm very pleased.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you go like through, it literally talks about the step by step. There's actually more monetary truth in this Jubilee album than the 99% of the planet. You know what I mean? It's completely amazing. Just like you're saying, and if you do a Google search, your posts all come to the top. It's the space is a void. There's very few people in this movement. And then to have musicians writing very specifically about usury-free organic money and a universal debt jubilee, it's a very unique space to be creating art about.
They're pioneer artists, okay? And others will follow their lead. They'll actually beat a path to their door and say, what are you doing? We like it, and we want to copy your model. That's exciting.
Yeah, they actually had to write a glossary inside their album for to define terms, one of which was usury. And they actually, you know, just some of the language in their music is usury and Reba and Jubilee and common law and these terms or abundance that express what we want in our future. And it's essential that we have artists. As you well know, if we have the artist kind of paint the picture for our future, then it allows our mind to gravitate toward that future. So that's the whole goal with the Jubilee. And the album designer, Ralph, he actually did the local currency design for Mile High Hours. I think I had seen you had reposted some of that. Did you get a chance to look at the Mile High Hours?
Oh, yeah, I like them very much. And they had the word usury free on there, too. One more thing I might just leave you or suggest to you is that in some of the currencies, we might want to put on the winged lion, because the winged lion historically was a symbol of usury free currencies. And I did some research on that back in the 1980s. And the paper currencies that we made up here in Canada, there's a winged lion on three or four of them. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the winged lion is the symbol of the usury-free.
Okay.
We joke up here in Canada because one of our main commercial banks is called the Royal Bank of Canada, and their logo has a lion, but they clipped his wings.
Okay.
It's lion without the wings.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, do you know anything about the origin of that and where we can find information? I remember you told me about the Winged Lion Award during Usury Free Week. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's part of it, okay? I actually learned about this from a man in Saskatchewan in Canada way back in the middle 1980s. He's the one that tipped me off on this. So I had a graphic artist make that Winged Lion, and then we made these Winged Lion Awards, which we gave out to people who were nominated for Usury Free Week. And the awards are given for people who are doing active things to be promoting the concept of usury-free living or usury-free community currencies or all of, you know, the usury-free lifestyle. So the awards are giving to leaders that do that each year. And they're giving out during usury-free week. So maybe someday they'll become as popular as the Academy Awards.
Well, you know what? I mean, they make money from doing that. It seems to me that it would be appropriate that each local currency system would make that system one of its members and then donate a prize to it, because they're creating an outcome that the people value. So we always that's the angle that we view something. If the community is if the community basically states its values, and if somebody produces an outcome that supports their values, which meaning abundance or self-sufficiency, expanding the currency system, local independent businesses instead of multinationals. So the outcome that we want is excellence in expanding the idea of usury-free living, because it's the fundamental goal for humanity, for its emancipation. So theoretically, each of the local currency systems could make a donation toward that prize, and now we're putting our money where our mouth is, and then whoever wins that prize would then be able to take that prize money, whatever, we give them some kind of prize, a physical something, but then they get some of the actual currency, and they could then spend that in those various systems. Certainly the bad guys do stuff like that with monstrous amounts of money. We should be able to do it with small amounts of money.
Yeah. So far, we've only been making really nice nicely decorated paper plaques, okay, to honor people who are doing remarkable things during the year for usury-free living. But certainly the idea can evolve to do like what you're saying. That would be remarkable.
Well, yeah, we have to elevate it and really get it into the consciousness. I mean, having a 10-year mortgage for the same payment of as 30, that benefits everybody except the private bankers. So once, and then like to have criteria so people gravitate to that idea. They like the recognition. So we have to, you know, do as much as we can to elevate that, you know. I often comment on the show about, you know, yesterday was Sunday. They have all of these guys on for NFL football. There's hours of pregame. There's hours of postgame. And it's all these millionaires talking about millionaires, all hired by billionaires, all over bread and circuses. It's monstrous amounts of money that do nothing at all to benefit humanity.
It keeps the masses distracted from what's really going on, like just like Roman times.
Yeah, exactly. So if we could, those guys, those people in that system are highly well rewarded. We have to develop an alternative system for people who help emancipate society from that system, a real system within a real reality that values the best in humanity. Well, if we develop that system, it's essential that we start thinking about how we're going to compensate those people with full-time livings, and so that they can do this all of the time, so that they can be professional, so that they're allowed to focus. And the more they're focusing on this particular solution, the more achievement that they will create. And that the more that they achieve, the more that it will offer abundance for everybody.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. And mathematicians say the magic mathematical figure is 3%. If we can educate 3% of the people to shift their consciousness and promote the usury-free lifestyle, then the other 97% will follow shortly thereafter. 3% is a big number.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was trying to come up with an idea. What our plan is with the local currency, we wanted to hire the de jure sheriff. And the de jure sheriff is the government sheriff, not the corporate sheriff that we have right now. And the de jure sheriff has higher sovereignty or jurisdiction over the corporate sheriff, because God created man created God, government, and then government created corporations. So we were wondering what would be an honest number, what percentage of the county would need to vote to make it an honest sheriff. So in Summit County, we have 30,000 population roughly. Using the number of 3%, that means that we would need, so 3% of 30,000, so it's, is that right, 9%? No.
No, 900.
900, yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So it's 900 people that we would have to get. And, you know, we already have 80 businesses, and I think at least 1,000 people know what we're doing easily. So anyway, we'd have to get that number to have a vote, and then from there, that sort of substantiates the validity of having that election to fulfill the offices in that de jure government. That piece of paper is sitting there. There's just nobody inhabiting it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that concept of the de jure government?
I haven't heard a lot about that. I've heard the name de jure government, but I hadn't done a lot of research into what that really means. But it's closer to the people.
Yeah, precisely. It's the you know, again, the natural creation was God, or the creator created man, that exists in the physical world. Man exists in the physical world. Alternatively, governments and corporations don't exist, or money. Governments, corporations, and money, they're just fictitious entities that were invented by man. You know, animals don't know what governments, corporations, and money are. So the point is that man is closer to the government, man-created government, so it's closest, and then the next step is governments created corporations. Now, all of the existing governments are actually corporations, municipal corporations masquerading as governments. This all happened in the United States in 1871 up until the 30s and 40s. They transferred over, and a good demonstration of this is the California Republic. The flag for the state of California says California Republic on it, and that is the de jure government, as opposed to the state of California, which is a corporation. That fictitious entity is still there. There's just no commercial energy in it, just like a corporation that's not being used. So it's our intention to re-inhabit the de jure government, educate the people about it, and then hire the sheriff. And now that de jure sheriff, he'll stop enforcing fraudulent liens in the form of any usury-based contract or income taxes and property taxes and victimless crimes. That's what the Jubilee Plan is, and that's literally what the Wandering Monks sing about in their music.
It's amazing that for the 20th century, all of this information was buried and wasn't researched, and it's only come to light in maybe, you know, the last 20, 30 years, people have been digging up the research on this. Just amazing how it was all buried.
Yeah, they were very effective. I mean, it's the internet, you know. I'm surprised. Like, I think maybe our controllers misplayed their power, and they thought with the internet they would just use it to surveil us rather than the people just willingly giving up their freedoms.
And they made it for their selfish interest, but in fact it's become our best tool for networking and sharing information, resources, and knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, they on a terrestrial radio station, they've gotten pretty good control with terrestrial radio and TV, but we're doing this over the internet right now. So this is a very specific manifestation of that right now.
Yeah, we're bypassing their mainstream media theater stuff.
Yeah. Are you aware of, are there any other, like, regular, like, you post regularly, specifically on your blogs about usury-free solutions? It's very specifically focused on usury-free solutions. Are you aware of any other radio or TV or internet or whatever kind of usury-free initiatives or specifically media out there?
No, Wayne. Just your radio talk and do show is the only one that trends up with my blog. I think you've got the electronic media one, and I've got the print one with my blog. So I think we're it pretty much. That's all I've seen so far. Now over in Malaysia, they may be doing some things over there. I found a couple of websites over there. But as far as the Western world here in North America and Europe, I think we're it.
Wow. That's really interesting, isn't it? I would think, well, like, for instance, when you remember seeing that post where it had like 94 local currencies on it?
That woman named Gigi, or somebody found that and posted in that big discussion last week. I was surprised about that. I didn't know that there was 94 in America, that many. And then actually there was more, because they didn't have yours listed, nor was Mile High Hours listed. Nor was Clearwater Hours listed.
Yeah, it's one of those things you think at. There's so many of these groups that are working in silence without being elevated. And the very purpose of this show is to give a voice that I would like literally every hour to have local currency activists call in and tell us what's working. This is meant to be a marketing system, and where all of us can go and say, hey, this is working really good, or we started doing this. Hey, this is a group from whatever, Nashville, Tennessee, and we're doing this now. And the people, because it's an idea, we just, in order to have effect, we need to get people to recognize the validity and the stability of these systems, and get feedback and communicate so that we can keep making it better and serve the people as much as possible. And the better job we do at serving the people, the more they will adopt it.
That's correct. That's correct. There might be a good time to talk a little bit about Usury Free Week, because that was the intent of Usury Free Week, was to raise the awareness. And I picked up that idea from being an elementary school teacher for 34 years. And during my career, every year in April, from April 16th, they used to call that Earth Day. And from the 16th of April till the 22nd every year was called Earth Week. And I'll bet you every school in North America now in the 21st century has activities to honor Earth Day and Earth Week. And so being aware of that, when I was doing my research on money and banking and economics and usury free, I come up with the idea of making Usury Free Day November the 13th, simply because I like 13. And there was nothing else big in November every year. So from November 13th to the 19th is Usury Free Week. And the idea is to get people just to host host meetings, little seminars, workshops.
Yeah. We'll be right.
Organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Center supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
We are joined with Tommy Usury Free Kennedy, and we are talking about Usury Free Week. I just wanted to verify again, that's November the 13th through the 19th?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And, can you give us some, can you stay over into the next hour, Tommy?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. We're on a quick segment here, so can you give us a couple of examples of what communities have done in the past bring that message to the people?
Okay, well, during Use Me Free Week, communities up here in Canada have just hosted workshops or seminars where we've looked at DVDs or film documentaries on the topics of usury, like Isaac Isitan's Money, Who Creates It, Who Controls It. That's one that we've showed. We've had guest speakers talk about money and banking, and we've had community leaders in little local communities tell what they're doing in local currency. But the idea is that we do two things. We find ways to educate the people about what's going on in our orthodox system of usury-based debt money, because a lot of people don't really understand it. And the second thing, we talk about solutions, which is those ideas that promote the usury-free community currency movement. So those are the two things we like to promote. And we tell people, you don't need to have a big meeting. It can be a kitchen meeting in somebody's house. It can be in a community center. It can be in a church basement. Can be in any kind of location that's not expensive, but at least you just make the effort to teach a few people about what's really going on. And everyone that learns something new is grateful. So that's the idea. And my idea is that eventually, if we keep promoting Usury Free Day and Usury Free Week, in the future, like I said, Earth Day goes on at every school in North America. So at some future time, I'd like to see Usury Free Day and Usury Free Week as popular as Earth Day has become and Earth Week has become over the last 30 years.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, you can see it starting really small. And many of those, basically the way I view it is the private users, they want to fill us with so much information, so much activities, so much entertainment and false values and all of those things. The more they can fill us with those ideas, it keeps us so that we don't think about the one thing or the couple things that will allow us to remove their ability to control us, because it's just an illusion, and that is control of the money, and that we can create the money ourselves. And since we create it, we don't have to charge any interest on it. And in doing so, it's the most basic thing that we can create abundance for ourselves rather than our controllers.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
There's just so much information out there that we get filled up with it. Even the fear stuff that I agree with, like for instance, I just kind of came to this recently, is that so much of the activities, like I'm a 9/11 truther, but ultimately if I was the best 9/11 truther on the planet, and I got everybody on the planet to agree with me that 9/11 was an inside job, what would it do? People would not it would come down to after that, we're still slaves, so we'd still have to change the money. So why not focus on the money? We'll be right back.
There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living.